you know, this idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff. Hey, you should get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People who you are fighting may love their kids. And, you know, share certain things with you. And I think that one danger I see among young people, particularly on college camps, is Malia and I talk about this. Yara goes to school with my daughter. But I do get a sense sometimes now among certain young people, and this is accelerated by social media, there is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the word wrong verb, or then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself. Because man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. I'm gonna get on TV, watch my show, watch Grownish. that's not activism. That's not bringing about change. You know, if all you're doing is casting stones, you're probably not going to get that far. That's easy to do.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 11 of the Vendetta Cast with myself, Digga Bruckshot, aka Adam Fisher on Facebook. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Yingling, actually, and Vendetta MFGCO. I got about 30 t-shirts left. I just decided I'm going to give them out for free, man. So if you want a t-shirt, give me a shout, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Give me a shout, man. I'll send it out to you free of charge, free shipping. Not even fucking worried about it, man. Sending them out to all the supporters, man. There's a lot of people out there messaging me and supporting, and I'm trying to share the love, man. So yeah, man, hit me up. Jungle Owes You Nothing tees. I got about, like I said, 30 of them left. The pink ones, the blue ones, and black, mostly size large. I got a couple XLs and a couple mediums. So give me a shout, and I'll get one out to you, man. Shout out to Hive Syndicate on that again. Always coming through with quality goods. And yeah, man, we're back. Episode 11. This week on the podcast, I have a good friend of mine, Ross Cocheo. Ross Coachella. He is an Englishman living in New Jersey. He's also a healthcare worker. He is a DJ. He is a avid drum and bass listener. He's also a fisherman, and he's also a good friend of mine. I met Ross, shit, man. Excuse me, maybe about, I don't even know, man. Maybe about, I wouldn't say, maybe not 10 years, but close to it, at least. I met him at a Goldie show at Club Love in New York City. Outside of the club, I was just hanging out, smoking a cigarette or some shit, and he came out and he started talking to me, and we became friends, man. So we've been friends for a while. I'm sure he has an interesting perspective on the things that are going on in the healthcare community and all that. And I honestly wanted to speak to him about, you know, just from a D&B head perspective, what he thinks about, you know, the politics and the wokeness in drum and bass. You know, woke and bass, that's the culture that we're living in now, even in drum and bass. Everyone's woke. Everyone's trying to call out the next man, trying to get brownie points, gain clout. You know, I've spoken on this podcast before about the clout chasing in American drum and bass. And I would have to say that it's probably at its peak right now. Obviously, I was a victim of that. But it is what it is. I just don't know why it's gone that route, honestly. I mean, I would say obviously social media plays a massive role in that, but you know, I never got into drum and bass for like this bullshit, really, you know. So here we are, you know. It's all about who can be the most righteous and stir up the most shit, call out the most people and try to make people out to be whatever, you know. I don't know, it's just like, just not really cool, man. I'm not really into that. So I didn't come into this, when I came into this music, it was never about that. Obviously the internet wasn't as massive as it is now. But yeah, man, I mean, I kind of decided, you know, I'll take the 2 weeks off. I'll try to be a little quieter on Facebook and social media and shit. And then I just kind of slowly started getting back into it. And I noticed, like, I mean, some people will say I didn't take enough time away from it or whatever, you know, but like at the same time, it's like, why? why should I be quiet? Why? You know, I've done nothing wrong. You know what I mean? So let's just get that out the way. I've done nothing wrong whatsoever. But, yeah, so I'm just like, I'm not going to just be quiet, man. I'm not going to do that. That's not my style. That's not how I am. I'd rather go down swinging than just cower in the fucking corner with my tail between my legs. So that's where we're at now, man. You know, there's so many, like, the two-facedness of these people in this game is just like unbelievable, man. And the fake fraud mentality and just being fake is just, I mean, I guess that's what the internet and social media really is. It's like portraying a certain version of yourself that really, that's the person you want to be, you know, when it's not really the person you are. I saw this DJ the other day tweet that she stands with Iran over the Soleimani killing or assassination, whatever you want to call it, Trump killing that, or making the call to kill that general, whatever the fuck he was from Iran. And this person proceeds to tweet that she stands with Iran. And this is a person who is constantly talking about women's rights and women, this, that, and the third. And it's like, so you say all that, and then literally flip the script and then say that you stand with Iran when you can't even fucking drive a car in Iran as a woman. It's just why, man? Just be fucking real, dude. Just be real, man. You don't stand with Iran. You're just saying it. You're just saying it to seem like you're on the right side of history and shit. I don't know, dude. It's just, the fuck out of here with that shit, man. So I slowly like been creeping back into social media and shit, and I've been reading this book, 10 Arguments to Delete Your Social Media Accounts. Right now it's called by this guy Jaron Lanier or something. He was like a super genius, like nerd computer guy. It's a really good book. It explains a lot about kind of the situation that we all find ourselves in today. You know, people don't really understand or really realize like why the division is so rife. Is that a word? Either way, why the division, like just like especially online, you know, it's like everyone's specific you know, social media feeds and pretty much everything that you're being force fed is all curated to you, right? So you're only seeing the things that you agree with or the things that you're into, and everyone else is seeing their version of that. So if you You know, you get online and you've been inundated with all this shit, you know, whether it's political or music or whatever it is. And, you know, you may post your opinions about things or say whatever. And then somebody else comes flying at you out the side of their neck. Like attacking you, basically. And that's because the only things that they're seeing are the things that they're into. So in the book, it like explains like how, like, you know, back in the day, advertising and even the news and everything else was, everyone saw the same shit. So, you know, there was no like curated TV ads or really even curated politics back in the day. Like television, there was only a couple news stations and it was all pretty much the same, you know, so everyone kind of got the same information, but now everyone gets their own information, your own personalized information. So I don't know. Either way, it's a good book and it was $9 on Amazon. I highly recommend it. I haven't finished it all the way through yet. I got about, I don't know, a couple, two or three chapters left to read, but it's very interesting, man. So if you've got time or you're looking for something interesting to read, I would pick that up. Amazon, $9, paperback, easy read. It's not anything crazy. Like, I mean, it gets pretty deep into like just all this shit, really. I mean, so it's worth checking out, man, if you got the time. Yeah, so like I said, I want to give a shout out to all the people supporting. I sent some teas out to a couple people. Shout out to Teresa. I went to high school with her, actually, and she hit me up a couple weeks ago just like saying that she's been listening to the podcast and being real supportive. And yeah, I just want to give her a shout out, and a couple other people, just anyone really supporting, man. I mean, we're not changing the world over here. We're just trying to keep shit real and keep it 100%, man. So I start sneaking back in slowly, like into posting things and just kind of seeing how shit goes. And then today I posted some things that ruffled some feathers again, as usual. And I actually ended up getting into like a little back and forth with AK1200, who's a friend of mine. I've known him for years and always supported him, and he's always been pretty supportive of me as well. So we started getting into a little beef a little bit, honestly. And then I just decided, you know what, dude, I'm just going to hit him up directly and send him a message. And we ended up having a really good conversation. He was super supportive. And yeah, man. I mean, the real ones out here know, dude. So I just want to give a shout out to AK1200, man. He's a real one for sure. And I really appreciate the conversation I had with him, honestly. Like, I really did, man. And I'm saying that sincerely, just because, like, you know, even he said to me, you know, all that shit that happened was just a straight witch hunt. And, you know, it is what it is, man. So I just salute, man. Salute to AK1200. He's a true pioneer, true drum and bass North American legend that does not get the credit he deserves, in my opinion. And yeah, man, AK1200, dude, good dude. And may even have him on the podcast in the coming weeks. So who knows? We'll see. What else do we got here? What else do we got here, man? I honestly didn't really plan this episode out too much. I took 2 weeks off and I kind of just been just chilling, and I haven't really got into too many talking points or really like getting too crazy into trying to think this one out. First one back after all the drama, so you know, it's whatever. one thing I did want to touch on, just because I mean, this is just the epitome of like of what I'm speaking about, honestly, about wokeness and drum and bass and the two-facedness. Like, everyone's so fucking two-faced in this game, man. It's just, obviously, like I said, there's the real ones that are there, and the real ones are actually the legends, which is funny enough. So it's all the It's all the other ones that are making all the noise, but all the real ones, all the ones that are like staples of this shit, all the legends, all the real OGs, man. I've been speaking to a lot of them. And they got no problems. It's all good. They get it. They see what it is. You know what I mean? So I just want to touch on this because I saw this shit, or it was sent to me, and it really fucking pissed me off. Just because I know this person, and just the like virtue signaling of it all, and the trying to seek attention. It just really, like, you know, if you're going to start fucking talking shit, then we're going to clap back out here straight up. I'm not going to name any names because I'm not giving the swine the fucking shine on this podcast. We don't do that here. But I will fucking read your shit. So this was sent to me, yeah? And I'm just going to read this because this just goes to show how misinformed you fucking idiots are, yeah? All right. Excuse me. So he posts in this group. I'm not going to name the group and I'm not going to name the guy. But I'm going to read what the fuck he says. So this is clear. This is like, I guess, about 2 weeks after all this shit happened. So it's fairly recently, I guess. He goes, so just for clarification here, there was an MC who was called out for being a racist and a bigot about 2 weeks ago. And everyone shared their stories about how he's been saying racist stuff for years now. And it's all over Facebook. And let me stop right there, yeah. Just that first line is hilarious. And everyone shared their stories about how he's been saying racist stuff for years. Really? I've been saying racist stuff for years? Why wasn't I stopped years ago then? Why hasn't anyone said anything about it years ago? Oh, now everyone just feels brave. Is that what it is? This ain't no Me Too shit, all right? Everyone feels they can come out with their stories about Digga Bruckshot and what a fucking racist he is. Shut the fuck up, man. It's bullshit, yeah? Straight bullshit, okay? So, I'll continue. Where do we leave off here? And everyone shared their stories about how he's been saying racist stuff for years, and it was all over Facebook. However, his label doesn't seem to care one bit, as he's still on with them. Now, I'm not going to name who they're fucking talking about, but I will say, who he is talking about is not a label, okay? However, his label doesn't seem to care one bit as he's still on with them, which is mind-blowing as the owner of the label is a POC, person of color, who happens to be one of my best fucking friends, honestly, who he's talking about. Somebody who I actually, and this may sound weird to say, but I haven't spoken to my own father in probably 11 years, okay? And this person that he's referring to, I honestly look up to almost in a like a fatherly figure way. Because anything that's ever gone wrong in my life in the past 12 years, he's been there for me. He's guided me. He's given me advice. He's been in my corner. He would drop everything to talk to me for hours, try to guide me. Just an amazing person that I have so much fucking respect for that I fucking love. I love the guy to death, okay? So now he's trying to call my guy out now. His management cut him immediately and I applaud them for it, he says. First of all, I never had any management. So everything you're saying is just, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. His management cut him immediately and I applaud them for it. I was on an agency who got me 2 fucking bookings in fucking 10 years, okay? So anyone who thinks that I was on this agency who was getting me booked left and right, anytime you see me out somewhere on a flyer at a show, I got those bookings my fucking self. This agency that I was on got me 2 fucking bookings in fucking 10 years, and they can go get fucked as well. His management cut him immediately, and I applaud them for it. No one seems to be talking about it anymore, though, like it never happened. So my question is this. If outing someone and making their Facebook existence uncomfortable for like 3 days is the only consequence, how is anything going to change? If Black Label owners don't give a shit about racists on their roster, then what's the point? Well, I'll tell you what the point is, you fucking cuck. The point is that you don't know me from fucking shit, just like the rest of you cunts talking shit. And this guy's known me personally, closely, knows my family for 12 fucking years. So I'm going to go with what he has to say about me and what he thinks about me over you. He says, shit will never change with this mindset in place. This single event is a shining example that you can be a racist and say racist shit, and all that will happen is people will be mad for 2 to 3 days and life will go back as normal. I'll stop posting for like a week and then I'll go right back to doing what I was doing before any of this happened because the consequences were minimal to none. What am I missing? How is this even possible? Okay, now first of all, go fuck yourself. Everything in that statement is an absolute fallacy. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. My point in bringing this up is that this is what we're dealing with here. Not just in drum and bass, just in everything. People looking for clout. People looking for brownie points. People want to be praised for being the good guy. You're not the good guy because everything that you mentioned is false. Not only that, but this person was in my inbox in May telling me that liberals are fucking savage. He agrees with me. Telling me to watch out for certain people. People that I have worked with before, actually. Who I've had graphic design work done by. And then a month and a half later, he's out here flagrantly talking shit about shit that he doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about. To get the clout, to achieve the likes, to achieve some sense of worth off of my name and off of what he thinks he knows. So, fuck that. It's time to clap back, bro. I got no time for that shit. Now, I'm not going to clap back on the other herbs that fucking decided they want to run their mouth because I don't even care about them. And I don't really care about this person either, but this was just a long-winded fucking post that that was sent to me. And because I have had a personal relationship with this person, I decided I wanted to shit on him publicly as well. So there you have it. Like I said, I'm not going to name his fucking name because he's a nobody and he's not worth it. But there you have it, man. I mean, this is what it is. So, yeah, we can move on from that. But I just wanted to get that in. What else do we got going on? I honestly can't keep up with the news. It's out of control. A lot of children have been killed in the past couple weeks, just from stray bullets and all kinds of violence. People being attacked, cops being attacked, just mayhem really in these cities, man, in the major cities. And it's just crazy, man. It's crazy out here. What are we doing? What are we doing? Why are we allowing this? Because nobody wants to be called a racist? We're not going to call this shit out and just allow this insanity to go on? It's not racist to call shit out like that, man. It's really not. Kids shouldn't be getting hit with stray bullets. Kids shouldn't be getting killed in fucking mass shootings at schools. You know, I mean, what? I don't know, man. It's crazy how all that shit like dies down as well. I was saying to somebody the other day, I'm like, I guess terrorism just doesn't exist anymore. Like, you would think that, like, America's kind of a sitting duck right now. Wouldn't that be the perfect opportunity? Not saying do it, but I'm just saying, like, if I was a fucking lunatic like that, I'd be looking at this situation like, now's the time, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, dude. Crazy, man. Crazy. And the internet is fucking insane. Really fucking crazy, man. Really crazy. And actually, you know what I noticed? So when I first started, like, creeping back on Facebook and shit, or like any social media, I first posted like a couple little things, and my algorithm had gone down so severely because I wasn't really posting for a couple days or like a week or two. And slowly, like, it would just start building back up if I posted anything that was slightly controversial. Like, it just, like, my likes would go up. And so that's all in that book I was talking about as well. It's like, it's all deliberate. It's all designed to make us hate each other. And I'm kind of sick of it, man, because I don't fucking hate anybody. And I don't think most of us do. I think we're all just brainwashed into this shit. You know, the whole divide and conquer model is well and truly on, man. And yeah, I don't know. I just, it's like, for me, man, and music and shit and drum and bass and the drum and bass community and shit. Like, it's sad to see, man. It really is, because there's so many people that have contributed a lot to shit, you know, to the scene or whatever. And like, just people just not even giving a fuck, you know, just hating everyone, and everyone's in their cliques, and everyone fucking, I don't know. It's just, we got to do better, man. I got to do better. Y'all got to do better. We all got to do better, man. We got to come out of this full circle, man. I got love for everybody that loves drum and bass. Everybody, most people know that. No matter what you think about what I think or what I think about what you think, if you love drum and bass, if you're a junglist, you're always good with me, regardless. I don't give a fuck what your politics are. I don't give a fuck what color you are. I don't give a fuck who you fuck. I don't give a shit, man. If you're at the drum and bass show, you're all good with me. That's always been the case with me across the board. And I don't know. I would hope at some point we can get back to that kind of mentality, man. That would be my dream and my hope, that we can put all this shit to the side at some point and start to just get back to what this shit's all about. And it's really all about the music and having a good time. And I've said that before on this podcast, way before all this shit happened, you know, like, that's what I'm about, man. So you might not like what I have to say, or I might not like what you have to say, but when we're in the club or we're at the show, we're on stage, or you're the DJ and I'm MCing with you, or whatever the case may be, like, it's all about the vibe, and it's all about the people, it's all about the music. I came here for the music. I didn't come here for the bullshit. So yeah, whatever happens going forward, all good. We're going to continue rolling with the Vendetta Cast 100%. We ain't going nowhere. We're just getting started. This is episode 11. I have my boy Ross Coachella stepping up on part two. This 30 minutes went pretty fast. Like I said, I didn't have any topics I really wanted to run through, but just kind of getting back into the groove of this shit. And yeah, that's it, man. Going forward, gonna try and avoid, you know, obviously this is the first one back, so I just wanted to air out some shit, I guess, some leftover residuals. But going forward, we're gonna move on, and we're gonna start trying to build something better here, man. Not just on my podcast, obviously, but just in general. And that's where I'm at, man. So part two coming up with Ross Coachella, badman Englishman from Reading, England, DJ, healthcare worker, and all around fucking good dude, man. So I'll catch you guys on part two. And that's it, man. Digga Bruckshot, aka Adam Fisher. Get them fucking tees, give me a shout, and I'll check you on the next side, man. Easy. Yes, man. Welcome back to part two of the Vendetta Cast, episode number 11. Going to get into my conversation with Ross Cocheo, Ross Coquillo, Ross Coachella. We don't really know how to say his last name. I've never known. So we're going to call him up right now and we're going to find out.
Oi, Matt.
Yes, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, mate. How you doing?
He's an Englishman in New Jersey.
So now I ended up here, mate.
Yeah, man. How are you, dude?
I'm doing all right, mate. I'm doing all right. World's a bit batshit crazy, innit? But, you know.
A little bit. A little bit.
You could, with the cards that we've been given.
You could say that. How's the lake life over there?
The lake life is doing all right, man. It's the only thing keeping me sane at the moment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go out and catch a fish or two in the evening, watch the sun go down.
Yeah, you got a dope spot over there, man.
Yeah, I know, mate. I know. You're going to have to get over it.
I haven't been over in a long time, dude.
I know, mate. Well, dangerous things happen when you come over this way.
That's true, yeah. Falling into bushes and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Put ourselves unconscious once in a while, but...
Yeah, we definitely got to get through. We got to get a session in over there, dude.
Yeah, the mic's ready, mate, whenever you're ready. I did buy you your own special one, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Trust me, I ain't running no podcast.
Yeah,
what are you
dude.
Been doing, though?
Fucking working like a whore, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I started my own side business, and it's just like, it's honestly, like, booming, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's right. Crazy, man.
Sounds
yeah.
A little bit like the Mafia, mate.
Huh?
It sounds a little bit like the Mafia.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a hustle, I'll say that, but it's popping.
All right, nice,
mate. Yeah, man. It's the same. I work for another company doing the same work. Like, I have an actual job with another company. And then this is like a business that I just started on the side myself. Like, doing the same exact work, just in a different area.
Well, good for you, mate. It's nothing like you can be in your own boss, mate. My
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All the companies been cutting people out and stuff, and everyone's like looking to do their own thing now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So how's your work been then?
My work's been mad.
What do you actually do again, just so you can kind of give people an idea?
Yeah, so I manage physician services and support at a very big medical company who own quite a few hospitals and stuff. And it's just been mad, mate, because it's like, you know, one day, you know, you're working, you know, 7 to 4 or, you know, 9 to 5, whatever your thing is, and then the next thing you know, you start work and you don't know when you're going to finish. And it's like,
right,
you know, all the people I've got working for me is, you know,
right, you would just be there for days,
busy, you know. Yeah, and it's like, I had a couple of nurses in my team that used to be nurses, fully trained and everything, and then they just you know, called me up one day and they were like, oh, by the way, we're taking those two back to full-time nursing. And the next thing I know, you know, I've got them crying on the phone telling me about 80-hour weeks they've been doing. So,
right.
Yeah, and it's not your average 80-hour week, do you know what I mean? You're walking around all these units and stuff where people are sick and
shit.
It's not a nice place to be, you know, to be around. I guess you can become accustomed to it, but
yeah, nah.
I think you take that shit home with you, man.
Oh yeah, bro. I can imagine.
Yeah.
So you work with people directly?
Yeah, so
like people that are sick in the hospital or?
Sometimes I go to the hospital, sometimes I work at corporate.
Right.
They kind of kept me back at corporate because they didn't want to risk me getting sick by going into the hospital. But all my teams are staying in the hospitals, you see, because they'd help the doctors out using all the machines. And,
right.
You know, there's like, there was loads of new doctors that we had to call in as well. And it's like, they want to know how to use assistants and stuff. And my people had to go do it. But I mean, one of the projects I worked on was, and this is a little bit dark, but it was so people setting up iPads so people who were literally on ventilators and stuff could, you know, be watched by their loved ones and stuff. And take
fucking hell, man.
Yeah, mate. Dark times.
That is dark as fuck, bro.
Yeah, and you just feel sorry for it, man. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, bro. Fuck, man. That's really fucked up, man. I remember, like, hearing stories about that, man, and I was just like, it. You know, when you say it the way you just said it, like, it sounds totally different.
Yeah, because you know why? Because like a lot of people, they read it on like whatever social media or on the news, yeah. And it's still never like, do you know what I mean?
Doesn't seem real because nothing on fucking social media is really real, is it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, don't get me started on that one. That's a conversation altogether on its own. But yeah, it's just like, and then I'm like sitting here and I'm like, yeah, that's like, you know, I've just literally been working on that, or I just seen it, and it's like, it's not like something that hits close to home. It is home. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, of course, yeah.
Every day, man.
Yeah, bro.
So you know, it's dark times, and it's say what, skin's had to get a little bit thicker recently, but
yeah,
I mean, when it was real bad, it was mad. It was just like all week, you know, you work and you don't even realize what's happened, and then like Friday night, you come home, you sit down, and then like you just sort of stare at the wall and like think of all the stuff that's happened over the week, and
right? Yeah,
it's home like a ton of bricks, mate.
Yeah, man. I can't imagine. Right. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Do you know what? But then, like, you know, I sit there and it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, bad things might be happening to me, but there's a lot worse.
Yeah, but you know what's amazing about you, actually, what it actually shows what kind of person you actually are? No homo, but if you can even say no homo anymore, but you don't talk about it.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying? You don't cause a stir on social media and post about like what you've seen, and just like you don't talk about it like that, you know what I mean? And I respect that hard.
Well, do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to buy votes or anything. I don't really think like
I know, but I've seen people that do, you know.
Out of me, you know what I mean?
But yeah. People that do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah. People just, you know, people are just trying to get likes on Instagram and Facebook, mate, and that's not what I'm looking to do. That's just bad. That's bad taste, mate. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
It's like, you know, and do you know what? It's like I signed up to do that job and everything. Do you know what I mean? I never went into a hospital thinking, oh, you're not going to ever see anybody die, or never going to see
right,
that
yeah, happen. Yeah, yeah.
So,
but I mean, not at that kind of rate, and not in that kind of way, you know?
Yeah. It's just, you can't blame other people or anything like that for it, really. Like, you know, for why I'm there, that's what I signed up for. But it's, you know, a lot of people have got a lot of things to say, and at times I've had to just kind of sit back, because it's like, it's not like one of those things that say I would watch on the news and get all emotional about. It's like,
right.
It's something that's like, something I've actually lived, and I'm like sitting here and I'm watching all these, I don't know, these stories or like these conspiracy theories flying around the joint, and it's
right,
like,
yeah.
I'm literally there in the place watching it happen live.
Right.
And yeah, and it's like, but I got to bite my tongue, mate, because I just can't. Because I feel so emotionally about it.
Yeah.
Like I would get banned from social media because, or not that I would care about that anymore. But do you know what I mean? It's just like something you just got to keep in. I talk to like my workmates and stuff like that about it, but you know, it's not anything that you need to go blabbing about, really.
Definitely not. Yeah.
So, you know,
so are they still doing that shit with the iPads and shit, or not really? They've eased up on that.
Yeah, they've eased up on that. But it's like other things you see as well. It's like the other day I walked out of the supermarket, right? And there was this little girl walking with her dad out of the supermarket, and she had a little mask on. And I was like, God, is that what the norm for kids is going to be now?
It's terrible, man.
Do you know what I mean?
It's terrible, bro.
Like that, you got
I seen some girl on a scooter the other day wearing a mask. When I went down the shore, I was in Asbury Park, and just riding down the boardwalk with a fucking mask on a scooter. And I was like, bro, and honestly, man, we went down there and like, life is just not normal. You know what I mean? Like you can't go down to a place like that and really have that good of a time. Like normally under normal circumstances, you'd be like, all right, cool. We'll get a nice hotel at the shore. We'll shack up in that shit, go to the beach during the day, go out for a nice meal at a nice restaurant at night, you know, and have a good time. Like you can't do that.
I mean, you can say whatever, there's like outdoor dining and stuff, mate. But
yeah, but it's so like
what they want to do. Like, when's the last time we've been to a club night, mate?
I know. but it's the middle of July.
I know.
Nobody wants to sit outside, dude. Like, unless you're day drinking, that's the only time I'm sitting outside in that kind of heat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. But it's like just sit out there, eat a nice hot.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
90 degrees. Sun.
Yeah, no. Nah. I want to be in a nice air conditioned restaurant. Free to eat my meal, dude.
Yeah, mate. We can wear a pair of jeans and not sweaty tits off.
Yeah. because the mask, but the mask is so hot on my face though. Like everywhere I go, you know what I mean? Like I start sweating in that shit. Like even in Target, you know, like I'll wear it. Like I don't give a shit about wearing it, but like,
I know.
It's just it's a pain in the dick. It's an absolute pain in the fucking cunt, you know?
You go out of the shower, you go into town, especially in the summer, right? You go out for a good night on the town, you get showered up,
You
get into town and you like sweat.
You get out of the shower, you dry your face, you put some lotion on, try to moisturize, you know, looking good for the night. And then the minute you leave the house, you put the mask on, all the lotion is pouring down your face.
call me Mr. Deedsworth, mate.
Yeah. So
well, mate, I don't know when we're gonna see that again, but you know, you gotta make the best of it.
Yeah, bro. I mean, they're talking about kids are not even going back to school and shit already. Like,
yeah, I know. Well,
and actually, the NFL just suspended their shit, like having any fans for at least 6 months still.
Yeah, I know. I can only like, and you know, the other thing is like, it's been hard for parents, like, because like they can't. Some parents have had to go into work still, do you know what I mean? Like, healthcare workers.
Yeah.
And like, you know, if you're a single parent or whatever, like, what are you supposed to do with your child if you've got no sort of backup on that, like, with family-wise and everything?
And I mean, it's not good for the kids, like, emotionally and shit, you know, like, socially, like, they should be around one another, interacting with other children, like, in a learning environment, you know what I mean? Like, it helps them build social skills. So, you keep kids locked away you're going to have a bunch of freaks out here in a couple of years, you know, like
that, social skills.
I mean, we already got a problem with the social skills. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's already bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to, I've played Call of Duty a little bit like that. Do you know what I mean? In the past, it's like, not all day, every day.
No, I mean, all this.
Doing, man, I used to get on my bike and stuff and go down the old churchyard and play.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, you never see that now.
Nah.
We were outside. When in the morning, dude, when the sun came up, we were out the door.
Yeah.
And we didn't come home until it was nighttime. And we didn't have a cell phone. We didn't have a pager. We didn't have nothing.
You just get knocked on your mate's door.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, Sam, home. Can you come play football?
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes you get the old, nah, he's been naughty, he's not coming out today. He's like the only person around.
Yeah.
His mum wouldn't let him out. But no, nah, mate, it's the lost trait of being a child, mate, nowadays.
Yeah, man, big time. I feel bad, man. I feel, like, worried for my kids and shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just something that happens to them, mate, and you just don't want it to happen to them, and it's like, they don't really have a choice. Kids don't have a choice, like, do you know what I mean? Then there's just big learning sponge, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Taking everything around them. It's like built into their brains when they're at their age.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, even at this, like, even my oldest son's age, he's 8, man. Like, he's going to remember this wild shit. This is going to be, like, can you imagine looking back on your childhood and being like, oh, there was a fucking killer virus out there and everyone had to wear masks and shit? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I know, dude. You think about it, like, in human history, really, though, you've had children growing up in wars and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, you know, yeah, that's the thing about, like, our lifetime, we're like so entitled to think that like that kind of shit would never happen to us, but that's human. We're just a little blip, like, on the, you know, the how the spectrum of humanity is gonna go, you know. So we already had the Spanish flu, like, you're gonna get this shit every couple hundred years or whatever, you know, like,
yeah. I think we need to get it a bit more often now, to be honest with you, mate. There just seems to be a bit of a trend going on at the moment. And I don't mean that as like a conspiracy or anything like that, but just like all like the chemicals and shit that people are making and what stuff's made of and what people are eating and all that type of stuff. You're going to just get new strands.
A lot of it all comes from animals, though.
As well, do you know what I mean? And viruses. So.
But most of them come from animals.
Oh, yeah. Well,
almost all of them, actually.
It comes from nature, doesn't it?
Yeah, almost all of them come from the animals.
Yeah.
And almost all of them from Asia.
That does seem to be the trend at the moment. But, I mean, like, you know, with SARS and all that lot, I think, like, with that, It's like when you remember when you saw it in the news, it's like, oh, there's like SARS outbreak or there's like Ebola outbreak. You're like, ah, it's never going to come over it.
Yeah.
You know, when like people were hearing about COVID and stuff, it's like, nah, it's just another one of those things on the news and it'll be forgotten in a while. And it was like, boom, there it is.
Right.
And like, you know, no one took it seriously. But I guarantee you next time something like this comes out, and there will be a next time.
Hmm.
I
think that like places, I think like places like China and shit, though, they're just too big to not have more regulations on that kind of shit, you know, like, so,
yeah.
You know, a lot of the things come from there because they're such a massive like importer exporter too. So it carries, you know, there's a lot of human traffic between Asia and America. Like, so that kind of shit spreads, but they don't have the kind of regulations on food and shit like that, that we have, you know?
Oh, no, mate, not at all. Well, you've seen, like, some of the markets and stuff like that.
Exactly, that's what I mean. So that's...
I'm not trying to hate on China or anything.
No, I'm not either. I'm just saying. I mean, those are the facts, right?
Exactly.
You know, it ain't about... I don't give a fuck where it's coming from. I'm just saying what it is. You know what I mean?
Although, I have seen some dodgy markets down in Camden Town as well.
I mean, I've seen some dodgy ones in Philly. To be honest. You know?
There's a dodgy market, but I guess China just seems to have a lot more of them than everybody else per capita, I guess.
I would say so. I mean, I would say that their menu is a bit larger than ours.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that and where they're willing to go on the food spectrum.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's a bit different, right? It's a little bit different than us.
Yeah,
you could say that, you know? I mean... We don't have the ice cream man driving around serving scorpions on a stick now, do we? You know?
Well, those insects are supposed to be real good for you, mate. They're supposed to have, like, tons more protein and stuff. Like, if you can get around, like, seven legs and stuff. Then
yeah, I'm sure it's protein if you're on fucking Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. Although you can get me going, mate. I'm not a big fan of the old insects. Not a chance, mate.
Nah, bro. Nah. Do you ever see that episode of Carl Pilkington where he watches the guy eat the egg, the duck egg or whatever?
Yeah.
Dude, his fucking reaction to that shit is so good.
Oh, I know, mate. But food factor in it as well, where they make him eat all
day. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weird stuff, yeah. In it. It's like, some of it's a bit, like, weird, though. It's like, you know, balls of certain exotic animals and stuff like that. It's like, where do you go about just getting that stuff? And then these people are doing it in front of their families on live TV.
Yeah.
Hard pass on that one.
Eating fucking horse dicks and shit.
I wasn't going to say it, babe, but you just say it out loud, what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
That's how it works, man. That's how it works.
So what do you think about Arsenal, huh?
Oh, mate. What about Arsenal? I mean, I said it soon as Arteta took over, but I said we just need a world class, you know, proven manager. But someone did say something to me that was quite fair, and they were like, well, Arsenal aren't really a world class, you know, club to have a world class manager at anymore. Do you know what I mean? And I thought about it, and I was like, really? Like,
I don't agree with that.
The side, you know, what can we get nowadays? Especially filling in the shoes of the past and everything like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think
It's building there.
Aubameyang's going to sign.
You think who?
I think Aubameyang and Lacazette are going to stay.
Yeah, I think they will too, mate. And I tell you what, if they stay another season, I reckon they'll be even better. I mean, Lacazette, when he first came, he was not doing too well. But, I mean, that's not a trend of a lot of players. Not every single one of them.
Right.
Starts banging in goals, but you know, I would have him in the team.
Oh, yeah, man. He's a fucking killer, bro. He's a killer.
Yeah, I know. But do you know what still hurts me, mate? Getting rid of Rambo. I think.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Worst decision ever, man.
Yeah.
And a lot of Arsenal fans are like, oh, he's playing shit. And then he signs a contract for Juventus, and then all of a sudden he's banging in goals. And
I know,
like,
bro.
I told you so. Like, do you know what I mean? Not everyone's brilliant 100% of the time.
There's talk of him coming back, maybe.
I'd take him back in a second, too. Yeah.
I'll take him back in a second. I replace Xhaka with him, and I would keep Ceballos. I would have Ramsey and Ceballos and fucking Torreira in a three in the midfield, and then I would have Aubameyang on the left, Lacazette up top. You know,
yeah, I'll tell you what, that Martinez, our goalkeeper.
Yeah.
He's not doing too bad. I mean,
he's been there for ages.
Yeah, I know, but he's like getting a bit of a chance at the moment, isn't he? And he's playing the cards he's got with that defence in front of him, but he's putting some well nice saves.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was watching him the other day. So, but we just got to start. I just want to start winning games again. Like
we put a run together of like three games though, and then we fucked it up against Spurs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, Spurs is Spurs, but we also do it against like banana skin teams like Watford and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, games that should just be like
standard,
know, take care of business. Yeah. And those are the ones we always lose, the banana skins.
Yeah, that's true. Well, for a while there, we were losing all the fucking big ones too.
That's true.
We kind of turned that. I would say we turned that corner, honestly.
Yeah.
Nobody really talks about that. There was a time period, man, where we were losing to every top four team.
Yeah, that's
like twice a season, you know.
We did go through a proper dark stage, and I think we're coming out of it. It's coming out of it.
I like Arteta, man.
It's not like we're booming out of there, but.
I like Arteta. I want it to build. I want it to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, me too, mate. It's like, I don't hate on Arteta. I just didn't think he was the right lad for the job. But fair play to him. I hope he does good, mate. And
I think when I first heard his name, I was like, not about it. But then when I started researching into what he was doing with Man City, and I watched that Man City documentary and saw like how he moved and how he's behaving, like you could see him in the documentary, you know?
And you pick up a lot of who you're under and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah.
So it's like when you get to watch people like that, it's almost like being their apprentice.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And I mean that's how you pick up all their habits and you pick up all their work ethics and everything like that. So I guess I get your point. It's not that bad a thing to have. I just was like, I guess I'm just being guilty of being impatient.
Yeah. No, I am too. I mean, I wanted somebody big name, like fresh, but I don't even remember who the names that were being tossed around at the time, but.
Yeah, there was a few, and then.
How bad was Emery, though, dude? I mean, literally the fucking worst, man.
I know, but that's happened to us. Do you remember Bruce Rioch? He was our manager before Arsene Wenger came in, right?
That was a little bit before my time.
He was benching Ian Wright. He was like king of goal scoring for Arsenal.
Yeah.
Wenger came back in Arsenal, and Wright, he was back. But that happens. That's happened to us before, and that happens to other teams as well. But hopefully this time it's happening again, and we're past it. But you never know, man. You're only as good as your next season. Like, look at Leicester City and everything there.
Yeah, they're doing well, though.
And they're doing well, good, like in fourth.
Yeah, they're going to get in the Champions League, I think.
Yeah, well, that would be pretty sweet. Leicester's kind of like the team you like to do well, isn't it, really? Just because, small town hero.
Yeah, true, yeah.
But I'd rather Arsenal be doing better.
Vardy's getting on now, though.
Yeah, that's true, but...
He's like, what, 33 or some shit?
They got there for a reason.
Say what?
They got there for a reason, even with him being the OGs now.
I can't believe they won the league, dude.
I know, I don't think I'll see that again in my lifetime.
It was really our fault, honestly. We were right behind them that year. We were second that year.
Yeah, I know. But, Arsenal strikes again, innit?
Fuck, man. What a joke.
I know. It's all gone wrong, innit?
It's all gone Pete Tong, bro.
It's all gone Pete Tong, mate.
Yeah.
We can do it for a win. Doesn't matter what it is.
When's the last time you were over in England, then?
Last time I was over in England, gosh, mate, I can't remember. I mean, it was only last year, I think it was. It was just end of November. Well, yeah, end of the year, really. It was like end of November into December.
Christmas shit or before Christmas?
Yeah, like kind of like early Christmas things, just to go see the family and everything like that. But it was the first time I've been back in the winter again. And England, like, it's depressing in the valley. It's like, you get there and it's great.
Well, honestly, when I'm here in the winter, it's gray as fuck to me too. Like it just slowly creeps, I feel like, though. Like over there, it's just like gray, like in your face, gray. But here, the fucking, the leaves change and shit, we have fall. In England, there's no fall.
Yeah, no, that's true. too, mate. And it, but the thing is like, it's like when you're flying into England as well, right? It's like you're above the clouds. And you're like, oh, it's nice and sunny for once. Oh, brilliant. And then you go blind. Blind to the clouds. And it's like, yeah. Oh, that's great. Foolish of me. Foolish.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going back hopefully at the end of the year again. But I was going in the summer for a bit, and I was able to hit some of them music festivals and everything. It was like wicked, mate. And it's like, now you think about it, you're not going to be doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
Where you go in the world?
No, I know, dude. SS is doing his Basie festival out in Bulgaria, though. Bulgaria is cool.
I saw that yesterday. He posted it on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, those Eastern Europeans don't give a fuck, dude. They don't give a fuck. They're not wearing masks. They don't give a shit, dude.
Nah, they don't. But they've not been, I mean, again, they've not been hit as bad as some of the other countries.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard about the COVID counts in fucking Bulgaria, so.
Yeah, but I doubt they're reporting them as well, mate. Don't forget. I mean, you know.
Yeah, true. Their healthcare
system, probably not the best in the world in terms of
keeping records.
You know. Yeah, and technology and stuff like that. Probably got a lot of people to look after, like the rest of the world. But you know, it's harder to track that type of stuff if you haven't got the technology to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, so you're never gonna get it. And I mean,
but I heard that. I heard that Greece barely had any too, or didn't have any, or some shit. I don't know. Like, there's a couple places, man, that didn't get hit.
New Zealand, mate. They're like COVID free right now.
Yeah, yeah. New Zealand too. Yeah, I heard that.
But I mean, it's not that hard either to keep 5 people on lockdown.
That's when people keep out. Like, my mom's like, "Well, if we need to leave the country, where should we go?" And I'm like, "New Zealand, dude. That's the only place to go." And she's like, "Why do you keep saying New Zealand?" I'm like, "It's the furthest away from everything, and it's like a different planet. You know what I mean? Like."
Yeah. Well, here's one for you. Here's one for Sod's
Have life. You ever been there? I've never been there.
Sorry?
I've never been there. Have you been there?
No, not to New Zealand, man. Not to New Zealand. I'd like to. I was supposed to go to Australia like 4 weeks ago to play rugby, wasn't I?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were touring Australia. We went to Ireland last year. We should go to Australia this year. I've never been to Australia. I've never been
That's
been
so there, fucked up, dude.
Mate. Oh, mate. I was so gutted.
They did that to us when we were in the Navy.
Sorry?
When I was in the Navy, they did that to us. Well, like, it's not that they didn't do that to us, but it was like a similar letdown. They like promised that we were going to go to Cape Town in South Africa.
Yeah.
And then like last minute, they're just like, oh, sorry, guys. Like, we can't go because it's too violent, you know? So it was like the same kind of letdown. Like, I was so looking, there was like a place that I was like so hyped to go to, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well, wait. It's been happening a lot recently, isn't it? Again, like the last 2 years, mate, it's just like more disappointment than there is joy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm hoping that the world sorts itself out, man. It's just like, do you know what I mean? Everything we're talking about now, it's just...
It's long.
There's got to be an easier way to do it.
Well, there's got to be an end to it at some point, dude. That's the problem. There feels like there's no end, right? That's what's making it so... Man.
And you know what it all comes down to is just if people just like this is a generalization, every single person in the world just stop being dick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, to stop being we got together, to right? In order to stop being dicks, we have to get off of social media.
Yeah, that's true, man.
It's so yeah, we got 1 minute left, dude. Or coming up.
All right, man.
We got 2 minutes left, actually. A little less than 2 minutes.
All right, man.
So anything you got going on, dude, that you wanna speak about your fishing channel or anything? I like that shit, dude. That shit's dope. You got sponsors and shit on there, man.
I do, yeah, mate. Again, I was like, you know, I did.
You do quality like videos, and you do you spray the bait and shit. Like, it's sick, dude.
Yeah, well, kind of. I make it look like I know what I'm doing, but recently I've had some good luck when I do the old fishing, so I'm starting to feel that I might actually know.
Yeah, well, you got the boat and everything, dude. You're killing it with that shit.
Yeah,
it's all about the optics, man. It looks fucking super professional on Instagram.
Yeah, does it? Well,
and I love the name of the channel, the English channel, dude.
Yeah, the English.
I fucking love that shit.
Yeah, I know. The only thing is, though, when you look me up on YouTube, you just get a bunch of channels about like the actual English channel.
Oh shit! But, yo, we got fucking 60 seconds, dude. Anyways, we'll just wrap it up there, man. Yo, it was good talking to you, bro.
You too, mate. I'm happy to do it again sometime, mate. You stay safe, all right?
Yes, man. Ross Coachella, DJ, fisherman, healthcare warrior. I'll shout you, dude. Thank you.
No worries, man. Peace to everyone.
All right, bro. Easy. Bye. All right, y'all. Big up my boy, Ross. We'll see you on episode number 12, people. We out.